With sanctions tightening, Iran's president is looking for new friends and new markets. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad took a tour of Latin America, including this stop in Cuba Wednesday. The US has already imposed sanctions on oil companies trading with Iran in response to Tehran's nuclear enrichment program. Now it's Europe's turn. The EU will meet on January the 23rd to agree on its own embargo. Professor Paul Stevens of the London-based analyst group Chatham House says agreement won't be easy. Europe's most indebted countries are also Iran's main customers.
Particularly Greece, for example, is dependent for about a third of its oil imports from Iran on very favourable financial terms. And given the situation in Greece, they would not give that up lightly. Also, Italy, for example, is owed quite a lot of money, or the Italian company Eni is owed quite a lot of money by the Iranian government, which is being repaid in oil.
Stevens says Japan, China and India all buy between 400,000 to 500,000 barrels of Iranian oil a day. US Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner has been touring Asia trying to persuade them to cut back. But many Europeans remain unconvinced that sanctions will stop Iran from pursuing what the West believes is a nuclear weapons program, a charge Tehran denies. British political commentator Simon Jenkins predicts there will be a backlash and the Iranian opposition will suffer.
It'll make the Iranian regime be very tough with anybody who seems to be liberal-minded, pluralistic, open to outside influences, particularly open to Western influences. Everything to do with sanctions will make the situation within Iran worse, not better. It certainly has never toppled a regime.
Iran has threatened to close the Strait of Hormuz in the Gulf, through which a fifth of the world's oil passes each day. Energy analyst Paul Stevens says that would lead oil prices to skyrocket and spark a global financial crisis.
Closing the Straits of Hormuz, or attempting to close it, is Iran's trump card. It is a major deterrent against the US or Israel attacking Iran over this nuclear issue. I find it very unlikely, therefore, they're going to play that trump card over something like an EU oil embargo.
Still, the US and Europe aren't taking any chances. Britain's most advanced warship, the HMS Daring, has set sail on its maiden voyage to the region. The British Ministry of Defence says it's a routine deployment, but insists the ship's crew is prepared for any scenario. Meanwhile, the US has reportedly sent a message to Tehran saying it will not tolerate any attempts to block the Strait of Hormuz. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.